subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hi, hi. How you doing? How you doing?
Brand new edition of Share Funny. Never heard before, never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ace, I guess...
Just checking out the hair, Ross.
What's wrong with his hair? He's just got that swirl thing
yeah,
going.
Yeah, I didn't mean to be distracting, but he walked in the room, and it just seemed like I was trying, like, I want that curl to either come down or go up or do something. Yeah.
It looked like a cow licked his head.
Like he's walking around with a cobra on his head. Come here, Ross.
I just kind of wanted some level of commitment there from that one piece of hair that was hanging down.
Get in the camera here and let people see we're talking about this. little ringlet right here.
Yeah, is he going to get in or get out? That's what I was trying to figure out. Like, that's...
Y'all notice I got close, but I didn't touch him.
Yeah, don't touch
he
him.
He doesn't like that.
He doesn't.
He does not want to be touched.
I didn't know that until recently. I didn't know that he was so freaked out by that.
Yeah, he was the only one on the show the other day that said if somebody on a plane or a bus fell asleep on his shoulder, that he would wake him up. Don't touch me.
Mm-hmm. Don't touch.
Or just let him fall.
Yeah, you just move him.
Slide away.
Get up and leave.
Mm-hmm. All right, Alexis, say you were dating a guy, and he was taking a bus to see you or a plane to come see you. And he told you when he got in that the girl sitting next to him fell asleep on his shoulder and he didn't wake her up. He let her stay that way the whole flight. Would that bother you?
I'm going to ask how old she was and if she was pretty or ugly.
Mm-hmm.
And if she was young and pretty, yes, we going to fight.
Because he was kind.
And that's not kind. She's young. She can sleep somewhere else.
So, like I said earlier in the thing, it's a looks situation.
Yeah, if it was an ugly person, ugly, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
He's being nice. He's doing a nice gesture.
Yeah. He better not be nice to a good-looking girl.
Nope.
I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Be mean.
What if she's older? You said if she's young and pretty. What if she's older?
Older and pretty?
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't get as mad, but I'll still be mad.
Yeah, say she's 45.
Yeah.
But a hot 45.
You'd be mad?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 55, maybe I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah, you're talking about it's older as in if she's like a grandma looking.
Like she needs to be able to rest on somebody's shoulder.
Like he needed to help her get up afterwards?
Yeah.
TJ's talking about the kind of older the college boys love.
Yeah, no,
after.
I don't want that. Nope. You can be nice in other ways.
Yeah, I'm talking about like my wife. Old ass. Mm-hmm. But that's just a nice thing to do.
No, it's not.
But if he's got any sense at all, he's going to tell you she was ugly whether she was or not.
Yeah.
What if she's ugly and she falls asleep on his shoulder, but then he moves and puts his arm up around her so she can sleep on his chest?
No, why would he even do that?
Even if she's ugly?
I don't care.
Dog ass ugly, no?
Yeah, no. Even ugly people, there's limits.
Yeah. Ugly to like where nobody would believe that they were together. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like I saw a TikTok, but there are a lot of them. They were in the school pickup line, and the dad was standing, when the wife started filming, the dad was standing outside the car, and you can tell, like, he's got his shirt tucked in, his shorts, I don't know what he does for a living, but he's wearing, like, a shirt and a hat that go with his job, I guess, whatever, and he's in very good shape, good-looking guy, beard, the whole thing, and when the video starts, he's going, I know, it's going to be a crazy, all right, well, good to see you, we'll see you later, and he gets in the car, and immediately the wife goes, who is that? He goes, that's one of the moms. I don't know. You must know her to be, you know, oh, we'll see you later. When are you going to see her later? He goes, in the school pickup line. Calm down.
What if he's, What if you fell asleep on a guy and he got mad about it? Would he be justified to be mad?
Yeah, he would.
He would?
Yeah.
Okay. What if the dude was ugly?
He should tell me, why the hell am I sleeping on some ugly dude's shoulder?
Right.
Man.
Mm. I don't know the move, though. What would be the best move if you didn't want somebody sleeping on your shoulder, Ace? Would you just kind of, you know, give them a little of a jolt or move?
Push them.
You kind of just a little...
Smush their head to the other side.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't seem kind.
Gently wake them up like you would do with like a normal person. Go, hey.
No, I'm not saying like, you know, give them a shoulder check to the head to get them off. Just kind of move around a little bit. Yeah, but you would wake her and say, gently, hey.
I would, yeah.
You fell asleep?
Hey, heads up. I'm sorry. I gotta take off. And even if I didn't have to leave the bus, I would move to another seat because it would make me uncomfortable.
What if you can't move anywhere? Then what's your excuse going to be?
I don't know. I just, hey, sorry, you fell asleep. It's okay. It's all right. You're fine.
Or at least just go to the bathroom or something.
Yeah. Get up. There's a thousand ways to do it without
sorry, experience. I gotta stretch my legs.
Okay, yeah. Good question.
But I said gently move your shoulders.
Like when you said go to the bathroom, are we talking about like a city bus? Or are we talking about like a
Greyhound?
Oh. Yeah, does it make a difference?
I'm now thinking about planes.
Okay, but I mean,
it's a plane.
Is that if you're on a city bus compared to like a long trip on like a Greyhound bus, does that make a difference?
No.
You know, if she falls asleep and you're a stop away, you're like, look, I'm about to be off this bus in 2 minutes. I have to go two more blocks. I'll just let her rest on me. That'll be fine. Or if she falls asleep on your shoulder and she's going to sleep there for an hour and a half because you're in a 3 hour bus ride, does you know, is a block compared to an hour and a half, is one that much different?
I don't know. I think in both of those scenarios, I'm figuring I don't have much to live for anyway.
Because you're on the bus either way.
Yeah, I love how TJ was like, if you had a boyfriend that was coming to visit you on a bus.
Well, the original example was a bus.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I switched it to plane.
Mm-hmm. It's a nice bus. What if you're in the city and he's on the light rail?
Ew.
What, the guy can't come to see you on a light rail?
No, he should have a car.
Well, he may have a car.
He's like, man, I live right here on the light rail. I'm just going to jump on the light rail and ride out to see Alexis.
It's Charlotte. Find a parking spot.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
This is not Seattle.
Right.
Damn, we got a bunch of uppity ass
snobs.
Snobs.
I don't care.
On that damn light rail. You seen what happens on that light
rail?
Yeah,
exactly.
Now, I said that from day one, and I got called a snob. From the first day they opened that.
I rode the light rail quite a few times.
The last time I rode it, TJ talked to a stripper, so.
I think we were all on that night together.
Boy, they were struggling.
They were too gross. Whoa. But there's no way you get on the light rail like that. There's no way you get on there and see those two struggle like that and don't start up a conversation. You have to know what's going on there.
I don't need to know what's going on. Yeah. I will go the other way.
Who was it? It was me. I know me, you, and Rob. Me, TJ, Rob were on there. Was anybody else on there with us?
I think Riggins was on there, too.
Riggins, were you on there with us?
What were y'all doing on there?
I'm making a mistake.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I don't
you
know.
You got why. TJ to agree to get on the light rail.
There was something going on.
I think we were going. We were going to our cars from uptown out toward toward outer town. We had all met and we rode. We carpooled from the hotel.
We went to Amos's for Ed Sheeran.
That's what it was. Yeah, and it was so packed.
Amos's.
Yeah,
that was the first venue I went to go see a concert at.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know it had to be something going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they got you on the light rail. Mm-hmm. What?
And at night.
At night.
At night.
In South End.
At night.
Oh my God.
I know.
They must have been paying you big bucks.
Yeah, back then. Yeah.
Move. He shudders to think of it.
It's a nightmare. Mm-hmm.
Those days.
Public transportation.
Public. Yeah, I was at Publix the other day and I called it that.
Publix?
You called it Publix.
Publix.
That's what Meredith calls it every time.
Glad I could help.
It's like, oh, that TJ.
We did something one time. It was one of the only times we ever... And all the years that when we worked for KISS 95.1 in Charlotte the first time, It was one of the only times where the general manager, the market manager, got upset with us. And it was something we said about the public bus system or something, and they were advertisers. Yep. They had just signed a big deal to do advertising with the radio station.
You guys are the worst. And,
it was probably Ace, though, but I don't remember.
Yeah, I bet.
I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Why do you guys do that so much? Ace?
What?
Yeah.
Put your foot in your mouth.
Yeah, I probably like did. Snob. Yeah, I'm sure I was the one that said something about the city bus system.
Sounds like something you would say.
It sounds exactly like something I would say, doesn't it?
Yep.
I'm hearing it right now in my head.
Man. Yeah. I mean, it was.
Meanwhile, I'm sitting here, getting drilled about it. It's like, can I go home?
But it was that same feeling that you would get if you're more than halfway through the school year and you've been the teacher's favorite student up until one point, and then all of a sudden you do something, and she gets pissed at you and yells at you, and maybe you get in trouble. It was that was that feeling, like, oh my God, he's yelling at us. He yells at everybody else. He doesn't yell at us.
I know that feeling.
Hey.
And you feel like you let him down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hate disappointing. So I'd rather them be mad than disappointed.
Well, he was mad.
He was mad. He was definitely mad.
He was mad.
Because I think, it cost the station what?
Well, no, we made it.
Did we make it up?
Yeah, we made it.
They threatened to pull.
Yeah.
What's 20 grand amongst friends?
We apologize.
We're just kidding, hey, guys. God, I can't take a joke.
Sorry, I didn't mean. I was being just ridiculous and sarcastic, over the top. Okay, well, I'm glad you understand. Thank you. Still not riding a bus.
Last little dig in there. Not gonna ride your stupid bus.
Yeah, don't think you're gonna get me on it. Yeah, but we did. We made it right. We always do. Well, not always, but most of the time.
60%.
Yeah,
I think we've made it right all the time. Or screwed up something.
Pretty much
60% of the time.
I can't think something we screwed up that we didn't make right.
Mm.
Yeah, although we don't have a lot of issues with like saying stuff.
No.
That people get offended, mad about like that.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Well, not advertisers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Sure, yeah, other people. Get mad. Yeah. Yeah, other people get upset.
Mm-hmm.
Because they all have to, everybody has to matter.
Do you remember, I just thought of one. Do you remember you were moving into your house? Maybe you were in your house already.
And they were cutting down the trees.
They were cutting down the trees. And I accidentally said the name of the company on the air. We were talking about it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so what's the place? What are they doing? They're screwing it up. It occurred to me, didn't need to say the name of the company on the air. That was done. And they were advertisers too. Now they were hot.
Right. And they weren't.
They were hot.
And they weren't even cutting down trees that were on my in my property. They were cutting down trees that they were in perfect right to be cutting down. And
yeah.
I don't remember but saying, I thought they were cut because I didn't. Because Jody called me. She was all, cutting down our trees. And so back then, if something came up, we talked about it on the radio. It's like, we're real. So that came up, and without checking any other details, I said, hey, check this out. So we just moved into this house, and my wife just called, and she's frantic because they're cutting down a bunch of trees, and she thinks they're in our yard and whatever. And then
I said the name of the company.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I remember saying while we were having the meeting in the GM's office, because they were advertisers, and they were very angry.
But and they were also threatening a lawsuit. Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. I remember saying,
you guys.
I remember saying these words. But they understand. It wasn't intentional. And him looking at me and going, they don't effing care that it wasn't intentional. I was like, that's a valid point. I get that. I understand. I'm just trying to, I want them to know it was a mistake.
Phew.
I want them to know I am sorry.
Yeah.
And that we're not irresponsible.
I just made a mistake. Got carried away. Mm. How about these ratings? We're killing it right now, aren't we?
I'm learning from the best. I love it.
That was bad. I mean, it happens.
It's good. Things like that are good.
But when the first time won't be the last.
But I would say that for radio morning shows that have had our level of success in ratings through the years, the number of incidents that have been trouble, quote unquote, for the radio station owners and all that we've caused are maybe 3% of what a normal show would cause.
Mm-hmm. You know, one in Alexandria.
Oh yeah, and that was just, that was dumb.
That was dumb. We didn't do anything wrong. That was pretty funny. Oh,
well, no, I mean, legally, that was not good what we did.
What did you guys do?
We
what?
Can you even talk about
it?
Okay. Yeah,
yeah. Fine. We had a we had made up this letter that a woman had written us, asking our advice about something that had gone on, and with the gist of the letter, we didn't make it up. It was from a publication in another city or whatever. We found it, and we just substituted local, references into it, and where it said the venue that I had scheduled and booked, they've now told me 2 weeks before my wedding that I have to change where I'm going to have my reception and all. They've overbooked and whatever. So to make it seem more local and real, we just put in there the name of the actual place in Alexandria, Louisiana, that would have these types of things.
Why would you guys do that?
What was the name of that hotel?
Hotel Bentley.
Hotel Bentley.
You've talked about that place.
Yeah, it's still there. Yeah.
The one you stayed. Why would you guys do that?
I love that place.
I had booked the Hotel Bentley.
Come on.
And 2 weeks before, they've called and said that I can't have it. And so listeners went nuts. I mean, we were getting a great response out of it, and not even thinking. And next thing you know, the owners of the radio station are coming in because the owner of the Hotel Bentley has called them and said, "What in the hell? I don't know this woman. We don't have anything booked on this date. Where is this coming from?" And we just made it up and whatever.
You guys.
The general manager's name was Fred Rosenfeld, and he wrote an article to the newspaper.
Stop. About you guys complaining. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had to clear the name of his business.
Of course.
And in hindsight, he was right. But this was the first time that we learned, and especially then as a radio show, the first time that we learned, people really like us, and they will react to things on that we cite. People aren't just listening for fun. Like, they really care, and they cared, and they responded, except we kind of misled them. So we did a really smart thing. The next week, we did it, or 2 weeks later, whatever it was, we did a thing for charity, and we set it up right across the street at the other hotel that was right across the street, and we did dunking booth. We had a dunking booth. People could come by and dunk us in the dunk tank, and we had a whole, like, a little mini little party out there in the parking lot with our music playing right across the street at the other hotel, not the Hotel Bentley, at the other one across the street.
So how did that make it better for the Hotel Bentley?
It didn't.
Oh.
Yeah, we were so stupid. We were like, screw him.
Yeah, like, we're going to go to a party right in front of him. Yeah. How does that make it better?
Looking back on it, it's like, well, wait a minute. He could have sued the crap out of us for, all kinds of money.
And then y'all got mad.
We're still, because we were
being
young.
Being petty.
We didn't know
we're
anything.
We're going to have a party right in front of the hotel.
Like, this is radio. We're cool.
We're being written up in the newspaper. Yeah. It's awesome.
God.
Now, I will say one of the owners of the radio station was cool about it, and he was friends with that guy, or acquaintances, and so he tried to talk him down, and say, you're getting all this publicity, and they're out saying that they weren't talking about you. It's actually making you, they're talking you up now, and so you're getting free advertising out of it and all of this. And then telling us that, all right, I know y'all don't want people knowing that was fake, but it just makes y'all come off as really good radio entertainers, that you were able to make people believe that was the Hotel Bentley that was doing that. I'm like, okay.
He's spinning it.
I mean,
he was trying to keep from all of us getting in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
He may have been the only smart one of the bunch.
Oh, Lord, you guys, y'all hooligans.
Can't imagine. Why don't we just do a fake, slanderous radio bit about Bank of America and be done with it? Or the Billy Graham Library. Right. Let's just do that.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Let's face it.
These days, we're all going through something. So make it a little easier with ACE and the Meaningful Meeting podcast. It's the only meeting each week that really matters. The Meaningful Meeting, new every Wednesday on the ACE and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Share Funny is a production of the ACE and TJ Family. For more, download the ACE and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
What was that?
You know, I don't do any fantasy football stuff. I've never gotten into that. I don't even know how it works, really. I have a general idea of how it works. But I do know that there's nothing anybody's fantasy consists of some hairy balls. You know, so for fantasy football, make sure that you're all smooth, you know, smooth for football season with the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped. So you get the lawnmower 4.0 trimmer. That's that ceramic blade. It makes it different from all the others. The ceramic blade that has the skin safe technology. You get all these other cool stuff, cool things like the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. I like the way that sounds. It's got a little like that, like a little powerful motor in it. You got the deodorant and the Reviver toner and boxer briefs that are soft as butter. They are really nice. And then a travel bag. I gave my son one of the travel bags that I had gotten, you know, I've picked up through the time that we've been working with Manscaped. And so I'm sure he's the coolest kid in the dorm. Heck yeah. You know what I'm saying? Coolest one in the dorm, walking in with his tool shed. That's what it's called.
The tool shed.
Don't say that. I don't like that.
For now?
No, it's called, it's called the shed travel bag is what it's called.
They should call it the tool shed. Why not? No.
All right, so yeah, these are great products, and any man is gonna benefit from this. I'm fairly sure because every man I know that uses any of the products and all of the products from Manscaped loves them, from their shampoo to their body wash to the trimmer, all that stuff. So go to manscaped.com to order. If you use the promo code ACETJ, you get a special deal on that. You get 20% off and free shipping. So acetj.com is the promo code for manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping. Get smooth. Smooth it up.
Get smooth.
You get to be smooth. But yeah, we can do those radio things where we get in trouble. I just, I hate it so much.
Like you cringe thinking about it?
Yes. Because that's not the type of person I am. I'm not a screw them, they'll get over it kind of person. I just hate trouble.
Although the one in Huntsville was just fine.
Oh, when we took the women to the script club?
No, with the TV station and all that. With the weatherman and all that. It had been an ongoing. There was a guy that used to do weather, his name was Dan Satterfield, and he used to do weather outside every night. They called it in the backyard. Had a big fence around, a big privacy fence around it. And he kind of became controversial because he would call his own tornado updates.
I'm going to turn this into a warning.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from the National Weather Service yet, but I'm going to go ahead and call that a warning.
Yeah, and you're not supposed to do that.
Yeah,
we would make fun of him, and we were just having fun. And we had some characters that we used to do on the show at the time, and they would kind of play into it. And so we finally told everybody, okay, here's the deal. You get us on live TV. You get us. Here's what you got to get on. Ace and TJ and 104.3 WZYP. You get that on live. Because that one station would never cover us because of this. And we said, you get us on their TV live. All of that in. We need to see it and hear it. You had to have a sign. And we'll give away. It's $1,000? $5,000, whatever.
$1,000.
Yeah, $1,000. We'll give away $1,000.
That was worth a million.
Yeah, exactly.
In those days.
Phew.
And we had all gone out to eat one night. We were all sitting out to eat, a lot of people from the radio station, our wives and all that, and somebody came over and said, oh my God, I cannot believe what happened tonight. That was crazy. We're like, what? We didn't see the news. Long story short, front page of the paper the next day, these two guys went up and just, while he was on live, threw a essentially like a bed sheet or something, they'd spray paint on it over, and they were yelling, they were trying to get up on the fence and yell, A's and TJ 104.3 ZYP. Well, when it came over, live TV, this guy freaked out. And he was like, we're being invaded. Go to black. And he starts to run. He starts to run to chase the guys down. In the process, he hits the camera and knocks the camera over. And all anybody heard was the camera was knocked over. You hear the gate door open. He's yelling, go to black. And he's like, I'm going to get you. And you hear these guys take it off. All on live TV.
And you thought that was hilarious?
It was amazing.
You guys almost gave this poor weatherman in the doing his backyard weather.
It was incredible. And I mean, when I tell you it was what That's people were talking incredible. About in town, it was what people were talking about in town. It was everywhere.
Why did he do the weather outside of his backyard? That's...
It wasn't his backyard.
Oh, I thought it was. Yeah. I was like, these people.
No, it was. They had at the TV station. They had it set up out.
Yeah, I cleared that up.
Was like, I was like, what?
Dan in the backyard. Yeah. You know, so yeah, he's out there. Sorry. He's out in the weather doing the weather.
Okay, yeah, that was my fault. Okay. I should have cleared that up.
But the owner of the radio station. I mean, we didn't get in trouble with him. He loved it.
Yeah,
he thought it was great.
Because he was the one putting up the money.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He actually helped us come. We went to him with an idea, and he helped us work out. Like, oh, this is great, guys. Well, I'll put up $1,000 for that. Let's work it out. And you know, he was totally involved in it.
So what happened when our news article came out that Monday? Like, was it written making you guys look bad?
No.
Oh. It was just written like what happened, and it was like it was
so dumb.
Massive in Huntington.
Like we're being attacked.
Yeah. He said it was wild.
What was the word that he used? It wasn't invaded. It was something like breached, maybe. Or
not breached.
We're being infiltrated. Something.
Yeah. It was like the paper did a whole thing, came down, and we had a whole, then there was a whole article for our response in the newspaper. It was a big deal.
I wonder if you can find that online anywhere, the like old newspapers and stuff.
Yeah. That'd be funny to see the video if they still had that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure. Reese, have we ever done anything to get in trouble since you've been with us? How long has that been now since you've been with us?
12 years.
Yeah. I don't think we've gotten any big trouble.
Yeah, you guys got boring and lame.
Mm-hmm.
Let's follow the rules now.
Well, I don't want to scare anymore.
It's a lot different now, though.
Yeah, Janet Jackson and Justin Timberlake did a lot to mess that up. That's why I don't like them.
Yeah.
With their little stunt.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Nothing crazy.
Other than, you know, getting asked to leave the building in the middle of the show.
That was... unfortunate.
Yeah.
What a mistake they made.
Right.
I think they learned their lesson. It's not going to happen again. Joke's on you. You can't kick us out of the building because we don't work in your building. Good luck trying to kick us out of there.
Hey, you know what? They brought us back, didn't they?
That's what I'm saying.
They learned their lesson.
Roll up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they can't technically kick us out of the building because, you know, we're not there.
Exactly.
Yeah. They can cancel our contract, do all of that stuff, but can't kick us out.
And that's what matters.
Unless they want to just, you know, like call a meeting one day or something. Hey, come on. We thought we'd talk about promotions and all of that. And they say, well, we just called you down here so we could kick you out of the building again.
Got us again.
Oh, should have known.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.